Kina Chaf Tess.
Kina Chaf Tess. It's relatively easy to sit on Tish B'Av and try to remember it, because I'll tell us. A long time ago, there was a Beis HaMikdash, and things were good. Things were good with the Jews. And if we do something, maybe destruction that happened when Hashem was angry, maybe something could be done to make Hashem change his mind. Maybe if we daven a little bit, daven longer, louder, do some mitzvahs, maybe we can get that anger out of Hashem. Maybe it'll change his mind. There's a mashal with a little bit of different twists, popular mashal. A king and a prince, and of course the prince is living a good life. And he misbehaves, the king has to send him away. But unbeknownst to the prince, the king sends away two servants. One servant is like an undercover man to make sure everything goes well with the prince. The other servant comes to the king's servant, says to the prince, occasionally says, "Prince, how are you? What's going on? Anything I can do for you?" So the prince says, "First, you know, it's kind of cold at night. Maybe you have a blanket for me?" The servant says, "Of course, here's a blanket." A few weeks later, the servant comes back, says, "Prince, how are you doing? Thanks for the blanket. It's keeping me almost warm, but now I'm kind of hungry. I need to do some getting my own food. Maybe you have a rope I could do some trapping with?" The servant said, "Sure, of course, Prince." To the prince, "Here's a rope." And the story goes on. And meanwhile, every day, every night, the other servant is making sure the prince is taken care of, and nothing happens to him, and the robbers come and sleep safely. Things going on. And each of these servants have to report back to the king. The king is anxiously waiting. How is the prince? What's going on with the prince? Has he mentioned anything about coming back? Because you know, one word to come back. You bring him back. The palace is waiting. The palace is not the same. There's no palace. What does the prince think? The prince thinks, "The king doesn't care about me. What's going on? I'm suffering here. I'm getting along. Ah, it's not so bad. But nobody cares about me. The king doesn't care about me. I'll make my own way." When the exact opposite is true. Every day and minute, the king so anxiously waits for the special words. And last night, Kleisel said, almost every night, Kleisel says something, because I'll tell us, somehow it got lost in popular use. He said last night, Tikkun Rachel. Last night people said Tikkun Rachel, not Tikkun Rachel. It's in the first key, of Tikkun Rachel. There's Maklokas, that conversation, Am Yisrael saying, "We're suffering so much. How could you let this happen to us?" And the Shkita says, "I'm suffering. I'm lost. I'm sent away. We're both sent in exile. We're both at loss and pain and agony." And the Shkita says, "I see there's been sins in Klai Yisrael. There have been some sins." And finally, Klai Yisrael says the magic words, "Yadanu Hashem Rishonu. We know that we've sinned, Hashem. We know that we've sinned. And our father sinned. Please let's not fall let us fall into the trap whenever we see this. Katanu v'avosenu chas anachnu v'avosenu katanu. Let us not fall into the trap to say that not only we sin, that our father sins. It's not that way. It's the other way around. The schools of the Abbas give us a good path to go on, it's a good schools to go on, and our sins break that path. And we say, Avoseno Chatanu, that we get our fathers, when we sin, as Zadie's, Bubby Zadie's fathers get tapped on the shoulder, I'm sorry, Reuven did something very bad, you gotta take a seat back and got in. You gotta go way back now, what Reuven did. But we say, Shuva. So we say, in this tikkun, we say, please Hashem, come back to us. Shuv l'man avdecha v'salachti l'maneinu. Hashem, come back to us and remove our sins. So what does Hashem say? Hashem, ahavti etchem. I love you. I love you. Where have you been, man? I love you. Kol yishiv, kol kapsi, ashuv l'achamechem. My only desire, my only want, the only thing I crave is for me to come back and give you love. The Rachim. Rachim is not to have mercy upon you. It's to shower you abundantly with the abundant love that we would know. Like being in an ocean, getting wet in the ocean. Flood with love, that's what Hashem wants to do. So here's the answer. Hashem wants to come back. We ask Hashem to come back, Hashem get back. The simple answer, but it's too hard for us. Shuva Elavia, Shuva Lechem. Come back to me. I'll come back to you. But not only that. Anochi, Anochi, Hum Lechem, all problems will be done. Everything will be done. The answer is so simple. It's so difficult. All we have to do is cry out to the Almighty. What happened to Korban? The Korban is not the Korban of a business. The Korban is the break of a relationship. The breaking relationship. That we think that Rabboni Shalom doesn't love us, we think that he doesn't care about us, that we have this insanity within us that we can live without him. Sure, we can go to the coat, when things getting tough, we can go to the kotel. How nice. Go to the kotel. How a bias is meant to be. The geyser of Kiddush Hashem is meant to be the epitome that anybody goes near them with fear and Yerushalayim, how is Hashem? That anybody in the world could go anymore. And see the Rabbon Shalom and never want to do an aveva, never want to yell at our spouses, never yell at what it is, never want to see faults in our neighbors, never want to, because we could see that Akhtu said, how is Hashem? And the answer is so simple, but in our generation, we're just too far to say, Tati, Tati, please just take us out of this anxiety. It's too hard for us. This Kina, come to us. It's about crying. If we don't know how to cry for Hashem, how could Hashem do this? How could Hashem do this to his people? How could Hashem do it to himself? How could he let the world create it for his couple? Everything he created was for his couple. How could he let such a squeeze happen to him? If we can't cry for that, let's cry. Because we don't know what to cry for anymore. Because we have no idea what to cry for anymore. Please, Hashem, help us. Amati Shoei. Amati Shoei.